Stores.
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Thanks for tuning into a brand new episode of Is the Mic Still On? Make sure you guys give us a subscribe, hit that subscribe button to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you like the show, leave us a rating on iTunes or tell a friend about the show. That would help us out. We would really appreciate that. My name is Kenneth B. Inge. Joining me on the show, we got FIFO 2020.
What it do?
Modest Media.
Hey, what's up, man?
Mike C-Town.
Hey.
And no Sophie and no BZ 430. But sitting in for them, Zibidi is back.
Hello.
And joining her from the No Apologies podcast, which you can find wherever you get your podcast. We have Checkbox.
Hey, howdy.
Welcome, guys. Thank you guys for sitting in. Real quick, tell the people about the podcast that you guys have going on.
Yeah, so it's called No Apologies, like poly, because we're polyamorous. Checkbox is actually my partner, and we live together in Atlanta. And we have a show about ethical non-monogamy, open relationships, and all that stuff. So you can find us there. Have anything to add? Or
no, that's exactly it. Yeah. That is exactly what we saw.
I did it. I did it.
We got it.
We're happy to be here.
Cool. Thank you, guys. The show is broken up into five parts. We open with Word of the Day, correct anything we got wrong with our Facts Only segment, and discuss topics of the week. We start closing the show out with comment commentary and our Pass the Mic segment, where we answer your questions. You can also leave us a voicemail at 470-440-0811. Please also keep the voicemails to like a minute. I noticed that I wasn't saying that last time. So for the one person that left the voicemail over a minute, it's not entirely your fault. You probably didn't hear the episode with that announcement. So anyway, let's jump into the word of the day.
Gnomic.
Oh, that's a different voice.
Gnomic.
Yeah, I haven't heard that guy before.
That's Travis.
Travis.
Gnomic. Yeah, gnomic. So
gnomic.
Yeah.
Starts with a G?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the like word of the day. Oh, okay. I thought this was like a person, like a handle. Like, who is that?
Yeah, G is silent, as in what? Lasagna? Isn't that what Lil Wayne said?
Real G is silent, like lasagna.
Like G-N-O-M-I-C? Yeah. Gnomic?
Mm-hmm. Huh. So the first definition is expressed in or of the nature of short, pithy maxims or aphorisms. The second is enigmatic, ambiguous. The part of speech is adjective. The origin is Greek, early 19th century. And two examples are, he seemed incapable of original thought, only speaking in gnomic riddles. The second example is the campaign speech excited the voters, but remained gnomic in substance. You know what? We should try to, like, and maybe the people on Reddit can do this, like, keep track of the people that use, like, a scoreboard or something like that. That would be kind of fun.
Mike is going to blow that out. Like, he gets, like, at least every other week. Just saying.
I mean, yay! That means step y'all game up. That's all that is. That's it. So.
I mean, I got one right now, and I'm going to save it.
See, look, another point from Mike already.
Mm. We also have some mods now. So another Drew, MF underscore Doom, and DevMo03 are the mods. So they're going to help regulate and get the Reddit community organized moving forward. So
I was like, mods, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You talking about moderators, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all sound old as hell.
Well, I didn't know what for, though.
You don't know mods is usually referred to?
I mean, I know mods.
I mean, out of context.
So many, yeah, out of context. It's, yeah. Like, it means so many.
About Reddit, so I mean, you slid right in there.
Yeah. I don't know. Sunday. I mean, I caught on to it, though. I mean,
it took a minute.
Yeah.
Why say mod instead of moderators?
Why say Rip instead of
like, why say Rod instead of Roderick?
Well, yeah. Damn.
I thought that's what you were
going to
say.
No, I would have if I thought about it.
That's just the word that's often used.
Go to the gymnasium later.
I'll meet you down at the delicatessen.
Yeah, so. But yeah, they got mod tools here. Yeah, it's just a thing.
Oh, it just says it. Okay.
Yeah. So, in spots. Anyway, all right, on to fats.
You're saying mod was a little gnomic?
Yeah, actually. Well, not necessarily gnomic, but like it just sounded like a, like it almost sounded like he was trying to sound like cool, use the cool lingo, the mods.
Oh.
That's what it sounded like, but obviously that's the lingo that they actually use. So that's all. It just sounded weird to me.
He was trying to diss you.
I wasn't trying to diss him. I was legit asking. I didn't know.
I wonder if they prefer to be called mods, or if there's like a couple of them that are like, no, 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 moderator, please.
Right, call me moderator.
Y'all getting called mods because it's right. easier.
Around the time that I joined my fifth subreddit community, I just had to step it up. You know? It's time for a new title change.
All right, so facts only. So MF Doomed said on the recent episode of The Shop, Abrams said that she is more than willing to be Democratic VP. She's just waiting to see who ends up getting the nomination, which makes sense because if she chooses now and that candidate doesn't become the nominee, she'll be out here looking stupid. So not really a facts only, just adding more info.
That's what I was thinking, too. Yeah, that's why I brought it up. Cause,
all right, Stacey.
Yeah, just didn't seem on brand with her to just be like, yeah, whoever, you know.
But she was still, like, defending shit that Bloomberg did / said. So that didn't really seem on brand either.
Okay.
Yeah. Another facts only, and we got a lot of these. Yeah, we got a lot of these.
Yeah, I didn't even go into the Reddit until this morning because it's just been.
Yeah.
It's toxic in there.
Sab.
It is. God damn.
Sab with the bag. He said that Caden Bells.
The rather gnomic guy from last night. Ding, 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 ding.
He said he's not here to justify him using the N-word, but he lives in Australia. And he's been over there for 12 years, and he is a black South African, so... I realize I didn't say who actually wrote this post. His name is Sab with the Bag. So he says, there are white people in Australia, and they're distinctly different from Aboriginal people who in Australia are considered black. Aboriginal people are separated from white people in a similar way that black Americans are separated from white Americans through culture, ethnicity, and in most cases, skin color. The reason Caden does not exhibit the typical characteristics of an Aboriginal person with his light skin and blonde hair is because of a long history of colonization and exploitation where white colonizers took Aboriginal women from their communities and families and raped them. So there's a lot more written, and we got this post a lot. So hopefully the moderators will be able to keep some of that stuff clean so we won't have multiple posts over and over again. But yeah, basically that they were saying that he's not quote unquote white, and that there are different type of whites over there and all kind of different shades of black. So
I'm surprised you picked this one over the other guy, the one you're actually talking to. Fuck, what was his name? Sphinx?
Batter Sphinx.
Because, I mean, I don't think... Did you process what they just said? I know you didn't because you'd be cheering on yourself because you were kind of right from last week.
Yeah, but I don't...
Yes,
white.
You do. I'm a fucking liar. Quaden Bales is basically black, is what he was saying.
Okay, yeah.
I need to just listen to this episode because I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah,
what's
I remember bringing it. I remember saying that, but like, yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's okay. Cool. That's what's up.
It sounds like there's a lot of unpacking that needs to happen.
Do you know who Quaden Bales is?
No.
Little dude that was, he was, we'll make this quick, obviously. He was on camera crying, saying he was bullied, saying he wanted to kill himself. Then it came out later on that people were saying that he wasn't actually 9. He was really a grown man with dwarfism. Mm. So we were discussing that last week, and Rod thought he was black. Everybody else here thought he was white.
Yeah.
Because he looks white.
And I said I said he was Australian.
He said he's not white. He's Australian. But it turns out he's indigenous Australian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Because one guy was basically going at Sophie kind of hard, saying it was the worst thing that she's ever said, ever, was saying he looked dirty. Mm. Because she said that he looked like a white kid, but he looked dirty.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I didn't see that one.
That's the one I thought you were going to read. That was one from Battered Sphinx, where it was pretty detailed, but basically he was like, you know, he's indigenous Australian, so this is the worst thing that Sophie said. by calling him
dirty.
Yeah. Which, and you know, the thing about it is, there was one guy, I forget his name, that black guy or that black dude, one of the two. Mm-hmm. And he was basically trying to explain Sophie's side, and everyone was downvoting him, like hard. And I didn't read this till this morning, and I'm like, y'all are on some serious like gang mentality bullshit, because what he said was right. Mm-hmm. He was basically saying she didn't know that he was indigenous. Mm-hmm. He looked like a white kid. He looked like a white kid that had been playing outside, rolling around the dirt. That's what he looked like. Mm-hmm. And they just wouldn't accept that.
But again, I think it's just one of those commoner situations. I mean, I don't think
you should look.
No, I'm talking about Sophie. Like, I don't think she was that serious. You know how Sophie be making, like, snark remarks and stuff like that? I think it was more so that, like, not even actually trying to see whether she think he actually is black, white, or whatever. And she's just like, oh, he just like a dirty white kid. You know how she just be saying stuff off the rail?
No, I think she really thought he looked like a dirty white kid, because of us did.
No. Except me. Except you.
There it is.
See?
Right.
See, if you say that, then I'll correct it. But no, like, again, but I think it was more so, and she's not here.
She's
but,
not here to defend
but,
herself,
but
of course.
But I believe it was more so just her just making those quick jokes. A lot of times, Sophie not even paying attention to, like, what's going on.
I don't think it was a joke. Because when I saw him, I thought he looked like a little kid that people had thrown shit at. The first picture I saw.
I think she truly believes he was white as well, but I think the whole dirty comment was just the extra thing that Sophie does.
Yeah, Sophie being Sophie.
Yeah.
But
that's her.
He looked dirty.
Okay, but if he did look dirty, that's what she's gonna say. Not like in a very serious way, like, oh man, that dirty ass kid or something like that. I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I did reply to him. I think I was driving at the time, so that's why when he did all I really kind of read was the subject. Mm-hmm. So that's why I put the little thumbs up. But I didn't really read. What he said until now.
But it's way more pictures than the one he's showing you.
Of course, but I'm just showing you one. Yeah. Does that kid look standard black to you?
I wouldn't guess, like, from
not first. From that picture, right?
You, Rod, no picture.
Yeah, it's
pictures. Nah, bro, nah, he don't look black at all. Come on,
y'all still
Rod.
On this? Thank you.
He don't look black,
Rod. We're conceding that we were incorrect in his racial makeup.
But he
makeup,
don't look black.
He does not look black.
And he
black.
Doesn't look white.
But I think the point is, though, is that comment wouldn't hurt anybody's feelings if that kid actually was white.
No. So that was the interesting debate. So that black guy was basically saying, you guys are being intellectually dishonest by saying that, by comparing calling a standard white kid dirty with saying that a black person looks dirty. Mm-hmm. Those two things are completely different,
right.
And he's getting downvoted. And I'm looking at this shit, and I'm like, you guys are all full of shit. Mm. There is zero comparison between calling a white kid dirty, because they can go take a shower and wash the dirt off, versus white people calling black people dirty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So y'all need to cut this shit out. That black guy was fucking right.
Yeah, I'm a deep man on the gang mentality thing, man. Sometimes people just want her to be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's all it takes is just, you know, one being wrong by democracy, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because she clearly didn't know. That's the part that was annoying, is they were pretending that she knew when she clearly, none of us clearly knew.
Rod
thought, but none of us knew.
Half the people that downvoted that shit didn't know that either.
Exactly.
Let's just, if we're going to be real about it.
That's usually how it works.
Yeah.
You know what else is interesting? When I was reading articles about this situation, none of the articles said that he was indigenous. Mm. And I mean literally zero of the articles that were talking about his being bullied and whether or not he was 9 or 19, none of them said anything about him being indigenous. I didn't see the indigenous part until I literally typed in Quaden Bales indigenous. Then there were articles that popped up. So
they had to go out of their way to write articles to clarify the matter.
Yeah.
That should be enough.
So don't blame us. We didn't know, man. Yeah. We're conceding that we're wrong, but come on, man.
He look like a white boy.
So the
he does. He don't look black at all. Not an ounce of. He just looks straight.
If he don't look black, you don't look black.
No. Fifo looks black. That little kid look white. So we're not saying he is white. We clearly know that we're wrong, but y'all not gonna tell me if he walked in here.
I think we're thrown off by the hair.
I'm thrown off by his face.
Yeah.
That little dude looks like he's white to me.
Yeah.
But that guy said it was generations of colonization. We get it.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't look like an adult either, so we all got confused at first about his age.
He looked like he had a hard life.
He has. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
I don't know what the smoking age is like.
He looked like he's 39.
I know the drinking age is real well, though.
Because we clearly said if he was really a kid and he was getting bullied, then that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But the conversation was we didn't know. Yeah. We couldn't. A couple pictures, bro, you really can't tell.
What if it's a bunch of kids that didn't know and they were picking on?
Oh, shoot.
But yeah, Battered Sphinx wrote, Indigenous Australians are by far one of the worst treated group of people in the world right now.
Really?
That's what he says. I'm not over there. That's what he says.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't know. I'll just have to take him for his word. Mike, maybe you, just in Australia.
Yeah, you shook your head. Yeah, like, why? Do you know why?
Well, I don't. Well, the same reason we're treated bad. Okay. You know, they like over there, like the term black or black fella is almost. Don't jump on me, but it's almost sort of their equivalent of nigger. Mm. And I only know this because I've seen a lot of Australian movies. I don't know any Australians, but yeah, like there, you know, one.
Yeah.
You should ask him, is he black or what?
He's back over there now, so I don't, he was living over here for a minute.
Yeah. Is he black? Is he?
He's
a
white dude.
Are you sure?
Hop back.
Yes, I'm quite sure. Yeah.
Have you seen this 23andMe?
Oh, we should also point out that Quaden Bale's family denied the money.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
They're going to donate it.
Oh, that's dope.
That's dope.
Yeah, because they got $300,000 to send this little motherfucker to
Disney. So that was the right amount. Because remember, you said you saw articles that varied.
You know, ask fucking Battered Sphinx, because apparently he knows.
That's his cousin.
Battered Sphinx, let us know, bro. Like, how much money did homie get?
Yeah, check the voicemail real quick.
Damn. Denied the money, huh?
They said that they're going to donate all it to... It? I don't know about all of it. They probably kept...
Yeah,
100,000
as much as they needed to
275.
And it was, they were sending him to Disney.
Somebody broke the window out of his car, so it's gonna take like 250 to replace that.
Damn.
A car.
No, I'm just saying, like,
I'm about to say he better not be dropped.
They better than me. I ain't gonna lie.
Give him a big wheel. Rob, that's not funny, bro. We just talked about how you need to be more sensitive. That's not funny, man.
Oh my God. I ain't gonna lie, they are a lot better than me.
So do you still think he's an adult?
Huh? Nah, I don't know, man. I still don't know.
Still don't know?
I still don't know. A lot of people have thrown a lot of articles in there saying, he's really nice, sister, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know.
Shit, all I know, if you put a picture of him next to me, he look older than me.
Yeah, so
bring that Battered Sphinx in the comments. Showing saying. Up, like, look, I found this picture of him from 1964.
And he still looked the same. How this work?
Found this picture of him in the JFK assassination. He looks exactly the same then.
He must be a vampire.
He's a really short vampire.
Have they had any short people vampires?
That little kid in an interview with the vampire, but not like, oh, you're talking about like little people?
Yeah. Like a little
that
vampire.
That would be hilarious.
Mm-mm. No, it would not. Why be would terrifying. Be
that would be terrifying.
That would be fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, he'll come and like, hit you with, like a cannonball and bite
you. Oh, you better make people mad again.
See, that's FIFO making them jokes, y'all. I think that would be fucking tight.
Somebody I'm offended do that. By your talk of vampires. They're actually really great people.
Anyway, all right. Well, thank you guys for that. I figured we were going to get some facts only on that shit. There was a lot of information and misinformation.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter. Somebody mentioned me on Twitter. I was like, oh, and again, I was just like, oh, okay, yeah. And that was it. That was really it. I didn't even think anything else.
That's how I felt when Battered Sphinx was like, y'all really, this really messed up how you guys handled this situation. I was like, all right.
Come on, bro.
Everything we do is really messed up to somebody. So I'm over it. Yeah. I'm going to be mad, but you'll be all right next week. You can downvote my voice all you want. I don't give a fuck no more.
That's funny.
But leave your comments. They don't bother me, man. Y'all feel how y'all feel, man. They are, you know.
Speak your truth, Battered Sphinx. We appreciate it.
Exactly. So anyway, let's jump into topics. So we're going to start with our guest, Keisha.
She was pointing at like, no.
Man, you really want me to start with my time? Or you need some more time?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't...
Go ahead, man. Go ahead, because Keisha's right. Not ready.
Yeah, you go.
Man, so I woke up this morning to this Leafly recommendation. This article from Leafly that's like, can police really smell cannabis in your car? Mm-hmm. Like, I just think weed culture in general has gotten fucking silly. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, as much as I'm an advocate for it, at the same time, like, that's a, we were just talking about it right before the show, how ridiculous it is, like the way that we tell on ourselves about all this shit. Like this article, for example, it's like, no, 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 you don't want to ride with the your weed in a Ziploc bag. Make sure that you double vacuum seal it, and then that way they can't smell anything.
But
and then
I'm confused.
No, it, this is whole article just asking the question, can police smell cannabis in your car?
But like if you're riding around with it in a state that's it's legal, then why are you like concerned if they can smell it in your car? Mm-hmm. But or then if it's not legal in the state, then why are you riding around with it in your car?
Man, because you're riding dirty.
So, you got to go pick it up.
So do they have laws
you got to buy it?
But, sir. No, yeah.
I'm just saying like you got to buy it. Right. So if you go and you didn't have it in your car, you went to go buy it and you're driving back, you may need to run a couple errands.
Yeah, but
so
you're gonna be in your car. If you're buying it like that, then it should be already, you know, good to go with no.
Nah, it don't work that way.
I don't know.
You don't have delivery people for drugs no more?
I know in Cali they do.
I thought you just call somebody like Uber Eats.
Right, you dry snitching on people like a motherfucker. Right
no. Wow. I'm not talking about him. Oh, specific. I don't know how he does.
Oh, that's how I thought you said. Didn't you have someone that?
No.
The sort of general you.
Sorry. Yeah, general.
Look at me. The general you.
Yeah, I got you, Mike.
So in that article, are they talking about weed you're smoking?
That's what I was going to say, Ken.
They're just talking about the smell of it. So it's talking like specifically about like cops pulling you over and being like, oh, I can smell weed in your car. I'm using this as probable cause for searching you and all that. And so, yeah, it's basically like, well, if you double vacuum seal it, then you're good. Don't worry about it. And then it goes into legal cases where it's been fought. And they're trying to basically tell white people how to get away with having weed in their car is really what it's starting to seem like.
What I wanted to say was like what Keisha was saying about how it being in the if it's legalized in the state, why would it matter, right? So I'm thinking like do they have like laws in that state as well that says like almost like driving under influence, like how you can't have an open bottle of alcohol? Is it the same thing with weed? Like if you have an open bag of weed, it's like, oh well, now we can charge you. You get what I'm saying?
It's like I can tell you like I don't know all of the states because obviously there's a lot of states that are new to the game, but I know California. Mm-hmm. California, you can't smoke and drive. That's considered driving under the influence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you can have a ounce or less of weed on you, you know what I'm saying, and drive, and that's not an issue.
Just like having a case of beer or something.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the question you're asking, right, like if you're driving around and you have a pen in the car, right, that has weed in it, can they give you a ticket?
That's up to the cop.
I think that's the same thing, like it's having an open bottle in your car.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's up to the cop that day.
If they had like a beer vape or something like that, then yeah, exactly.
That was kind of crazy. Right,
beer vape.
Shit. Okay.
I don't know how to inhale, so I don't know.
That's not what you just don't know how to like. Like at all?
No. I'll take an edible. I don't know how to smoke.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, I was worried about that when we left that show. I think we talked about that. We left that Griselda show because everyone was smoking weed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was all in my hair. It was all my clothes. Mm-hmm. And I got in the car and I was like, man, it'd be my fucking luck. This would be the day I get pulled over.
I was thinking the same thing, man. Yeah. And then like I said, I really think I got contact because... Same. Like, I stopped at Taco Bell. I was crushing the Taco Bell. I was like, why the fuck am I so hungry?
Man.
Oh man, Taco Bell is dangerous on those.
I know.
I spent $25 at Taco Bell.
The fourth meal.
Man. Yeah. Yep. And it was late as hell.
I was like, damn. Showed it until like 12:30, 12:45 or something.
Yeah, I normally don't eat shit like that late because I can't. My stomach just, as I get older, I can't eat shit like that late. Too. But man, I was like crushing that shit.
I wasn't hungry. I walked in. I passed out the second I walked in.
Oh, I did. Those
are all symptoms right there.
Yes, I went straight to sleep because everybody had weed in that motherfucker. Mm.
And then next morning, you had that like 20 minutes where you had to wake up like, what the fuck did I do?
Yeah. It was legit. It felt like I had smoked. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, this whole cannabis thing is kind of crazy, man. Like, if you want to make some money, that's where you put your money in.
Yep,
you
find stocks.
This company, man. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. I thought you were about to say sell weed.
Yeah, but
make money off the people that's selling the weed or making the equipment that's going to go into the production of
the
weed.
I'm like, the manufacturers.
I'm like, Ken, you behind, dog. It's been drugs.
My parents have stock.
That's been a thing.
Yeah, buying stocks and shit.
You said your family invest. I own some stocks.
Do you?
Yep.
Yeah.
I do too.
They got on board like when it started blowing up in California. Mm. And they invested in one of the big companies out
there. Do you know which one?
Yeah. I don't know, but because my mom's like, don't be putting all my business out there like that. You know, I don't know.
Really?
She wants me to.
I wouldn't want that on the air like this.
Yeah, I don't
want to.
I was, you know,
I'm before the feds, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I am not. I don't give a. Well, me personally.
Federales?
Federale people?
But like personally, I like at the end of the day, it's about making money. You know what I'm saying? So a stock is a stock. Like it's all about how cheap can I get it? How much can I sell it for? Yep. So I personally, I don't care. But my brother, he put me on to ACB. They are a manufacturing. Yeah.
ACB?
ACB.
It's just a standard, you know, ACB used to refer to?
All cops are bastards. Yeah, that's what I'm
That's like a standard thing with like.
I never knew
that.
Is that a weed company?
Yeah, I was like, that's a weed company called ACB. That's funny.
So they manufacture like the tools and stuff to be able to cultivate. And they actually have like a government contract with Canada. Mm-hmm. So like, just go do your research, but their stock is stupid cheap right now. And they're one of the ones that are poised to be like Google, basically.
Google for weed?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think their stock, the last time I looked at it, was like $1.20-something.
This episode comes out tomorrow, right?
Huh?
That's interesting.
Speaking of that, though, how they start releasing people that have like...
That's Colorado. Certain
places, Colorado has...
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if they started doing it or if they said that they were going to start doing it. And
Yeah, no, Colorado has released
people. They have to, man.
Because they got people just sitting in there on, like, charges that should be null and void by now. I mean, y'all got TV shows about this shit, and you still got people in jail for, like, having an
album. But I can imagine going to jail for that and then, like, seeing all this shit.
Getting out because white folks want to sell weed now.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, I wouldn't care about getting out, but it'd just be... Like, it'd be like, damn. Like, I'd be happy that I'm getting out, but at the same time.
No, fuck that. That's all I care about is getting out.
Yeah, I'll be happy. I'll be happy that I'm getting out, but feel fucked up that, damn. It's like a double-edged sword, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I've been in here for this long. Oh, it's good that I can get out now, but damn, that was fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
It's a fucked up reason why you're getting out, too. Even. Yeah. It's kind of like, dang.
Exactly, motherfucker.
But I would even say, like, you know, even in states that it's not necessarily legal but decriminalized, those people need to get out too.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, the state of Illinois, I know parts here in Atlanta is decriminalized. Mm-hmm. So, if it's decriminalized and you're in one of those states or counties or that's where you got caught up, they need to let you go.
Because people getting real time for weed charges,
like
more than like, more than like other drugs, like. Drugs, like it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because it's beneficial for them to lock.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
Mm. Wait, what? When y'all said something about like what's next, like crack weekly or something like that?
Yeah.
Y'all, white folks, white weed people just need to stop telling on yourselves. Stop with these magazines and these blogs and shit. Even when weed was still illegal everywhere. Y'all motherfuckers still had magazines.
Yeah, but that's the thing though. That's how we talk other white people into doing shit is we legitimize it. We put it in the waiting room at the hospital and you're sitting down next to like Better Homes and Gardens and shit, and then you're just like, oh, well, I guess it's legit now.
You make it commonized. Like, that's just a normal thing. All right, cool.
My niece, Nancy, she smokes the cannabis. I guess it's not that bad.
See, that's what we should have done.
That's how it goes.
We should have made crack magazines.
Yeah. You just slip them in. Crack magazine. You just walk into the doctor's office, put them in the little rack, and walk out and call it a day. You're good.
Have a really smiley white person on the front. Like,
so the crap magazines and all of the white establishments.
Yeah. You know how they got those scratch and sniff advertisements? Like, Chanel.
Weird.
That's actually not a bad idea.
No, it's not, especially for the weed joints. Like, ooh, that one.
Oh, yeah. See, I'd be all about scratch and sniff.
Sample our fire OG today.
Hell no. Anyway, what you got, FIFO?
Not to drum up like emotional stuff again, but I thought it was very interesting. A couple of, I guess like a week or so ago now, you know, Vanessa Bryant and the whole Kobe situation, they had a memorial. But the same day that they had a memorial, Vanessa Bryant filed a lawsuit to that helicopter company for $50 million. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, reading the article,
or several articles, they were saying that that's actually a low number. That because, like, this helicopter company dealt with celebrities and stuff like that, you know, that the suit could have been in excess of $100 million, you know, especially because you take into account Kobe Bryant's wealth and this, that, and the third. But I just thought the timing of it was interesting. Like, the same day of the memorial.
Did they acknowledge him in the memorial? I couldn't tell or not. I don't think they did.
Well, they said the others.
The pilot.
They, like, they didn't acknowledge him, like, by name, but I don't think they acknowledge other people by name either, though.
They did. Someone did. I can't remember. I don't know if it was Jimmy Kimmel or someone else that got up there and actually said the names. Mm. I couldn't tell if they omitted his name or not.
That's interesting.
So, I saw the headline as the memorial was going on. So I think it was simultaneously.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, it happened, like, as it was happening.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's the thing. Yeah. Did they report on it happening, or did she, like, because she obviously wasn't filing this paperwork at the same time as she was at this memorial, right?
Right, right.
They knew it would take off if they reported it the same day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either way. It's that journalism shit.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, so I was wondering that too. I didn't know. I couldn't remember what his name was, so I was trying to listen for it. But I felt like they didn't mention his name.
I feel you.
Yeah.
And I guess it could be a legal thing because, like, obviously they're suing him for negligence and the company for negligence and all of that type of stuff. But yeah, I just thought it was, again, the timing. Obviously, I think reporting and all of that, trying to get that story to get legs, do it at the same time. I get it. I didn't think about it like that initially. But that makes sense.
So is she suing the company or wait, she's suing the company?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I saw.
The helicopter company.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it's not a situation where she's blaming the pilot or anything, or is it?
Well, she's blaming the company for allowing the pilot to and, you know, fly under those conditions and things like that.
Yeah, because I think I've seen some mixed headlines on it, as if she was filing a suit against the pilot. Not the company.
Yeah, no. Nah,
so yeah,
it was a company.
What were the conditions, real quick?
It was
you ain't got to go into detail, but
so it was just like no plane or aircraft was flying off that day because it was foggy because, you know, it's a lot of hills in LA, so like it was too foggy. And something else happened, but the main thing was fog because, you know, it was something else, but I remember the main thing being the fog being heavy that day.
Okay.
And they said that no aircraft had taken off. Especially not around those hours.
Yeah, I don't like flying. I don't like flying in fog or rain, none of that shit. Mm-hmm. And I remember I had an opportunity to fly in a helicopter years ago. And I said, y'all are out your fucking minds. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting on that goddamn thing.
So how do you travel? Like by
boat? I mean, I will fly.
Train?
I will fly, but I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
I will usually take a Benadryl so I can go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one thing about being in a helicopter versus like a
Yeah. You know? And I was thinking about that. Like after this crash, I was just like, man, like, at least in an aircraft, you can eject yourself depending on the aircraft, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and then
you can what yourself?
Eject or whatever. like a pilot or something could eject in a. It's no situation to where someone could eject in a.
There's no situation where a passenger can eject.
Yeah, I think
you watching movies.
No. What I'm saying is okay. So,
like
so
a jet fighter.
So, like in a helicopter, the propellers are above the aircraft, right?
Okay.
In a plane, like even if somebody decided to jump out the side of a plane, they could, I'm just saying, with a parachute.
I didn't mean to laugh. I'm trying to listen to you.
You know what? I'll take that back. Because
the turbine.
What's the turbine?
That's what propels the.
No. Okay, so what I was going to say is in the military, they jump out of helicopters in the military. I was thinking there's no way to jump out of a helicopter with a parachute.
They jump out the back.
Oh, okay.
Or the side.
The eject thing is only in like fighter jets.
Yeah. That's why I was confused.
You know,
what kind of eject?
That's why I went to jumping out of a plane.
Gotcha.
I thought I had to process. I processed that as I was saying it. Okay. So yeah.
I'm trying to imagine like Delta loading up all of
that.
That
sounds like what?
Right.
If I'm on a plane, can I just jump out?
Right.
There's some family with a crying baby. You're like, no.
Just get this motherfucker.
He'll be all right.
Right. Are you gonna have control over the eject person?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So I got like official stuff. So it says the lawsuit explained that the defendant, Island Express Helicopters, authorized, directed, and/or permitted a flight with full knowledge that the subject helicopter was flying into unsafe weather conditions.
Wow.
Yep. So that was obviously per the actual.
Yeah, you have
lawsuit.
To sue for that.
Yeah.
So not at all to blame the victim, of course, but. Would these companies be required to let people know, like, hey, it's foggy or whatever.
Yeah.
So okay. I wonder if they did that and the people were just like, nah, man, we still want to go.
We don't know. Right. Of course, yeah, especially we're never going to know. And I think that probably played into some because just like what, not Aaliyah. Was it Aaliyah? Yeah, Aaliyah. Remember?
Yeah, she
like
did.
Years ago?
They told her
and she was like, nah, mm-hmm. like let's ride.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and celebrities, they pull their weight like that.
Yeah.
But let me read something else that it said on here too. It says that the suit also says the company didn't enact adequate training and or supervision after the FAA citation to ensure the negligent action did not reoccur and claims promoted and engaged in unnecessary and needlessly risky means of transportation under the circumstances. Mm. So
interesting.
Yeah.
And you know, Uber just started doing helicopters.
Mm-mm. What?
In like New York or whatever, there are like Uber helicopters. My boy was going to do it. And I was just like, that doesn't sound smart to me. Hmm. I mean, I'm sure it's not a regular average-ass Uber guy that's just like, oh, I'm going to fly you today.
Yeah.
But they actually have helicopter
service. Wow, that's interesting.
I don't know if it's everywhere, but it's definitely in New York now. Because he was thinking about taking it to the airport. I'm like, you got your fucking mind. This is before the COVID.
Yeah.
So
that has very some celebrity type stuff, though.
I don't know how much of that is a real business versus Elon just being lazy and not wanting to switch between like different apps and shit though. Like,
I'm gonna find it. It was
or whoever runs Uber.
That's so smart though for Uber to do in New York, especially.
Yeah, because like, traffic is so bad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you have people on Manhattan that can just like zip to wherever they need to go, mm-hmm. and they got the money to do it too. Yeah.
Which is why Kobe always flew in a helicopter, because mm-hmm. he just didn't want to deal with the traffic. Like,
yeah, it's only in New York, and the average cost is $200 to $225 one way.
Oh,
hey,
my boy is that's nothing. That's like throwing a dollar at a fucking.
Well, shit, you
whatever.
Live in New York like that.
But he doesn't live there. He just, you know. But yeah, he was gonna do it, and I was like, bro, don't do that. That sounds stupid. It even has Uber written on the side of the helicopter. And like, that just does not sound safe to me at all.
You said it doesn't have Uber?
It does. Oh. Like, it has Uber written on the side of the helicopter. So the helicopter is only used for Uber. I was like, bro, I don't know about that.
Shit, the goddamn car is going to say.
Wait a minute. Like, is it that, like a private helicopter? It's like, I got my own helicopter. I'm just going to go pick some people up in Uber today. Like,
crazy.
I guess they have like a whole fleet of them or
probably contracted like a helicopter company like this.
Yeah.
And then they just probably use some of their fleet. Because obviously, I don't think that they're going to be that busy where they're fucking booked all damn day. Or they might be.
We don't know.
In New York, I wouldn't be surprised.
So,
I mean, how boss is it to show
that's
up?
That's super fucking
to a party, you land in a fucking helicopter. You get out.
You look like fucking Bruce Wayne
going home. I only got one way.
Tight as fuck, man.
You know everybody in prom gonna be doing that shit.
I know, yeah.
Like $200. Not now, but I'm saying that would have been something that they would have done.
I like romantic comedies. Like, I think they dropped the trailer for Endgame too early.
Horror movies, I love horror movies. If I can find a good action movie.
I'm always looking forward to the Marvel movies.
I mostly watch horror movies. It doesn't matter if it's this era, if it's last era, if it looks whack, whatever. I'll just watch it.
I don't really watch horror films just when it's sitting in my spirit right.
I ain't gonna lie, that fucked me up. I was like, oh, shit, nigga, I did. Oh, no.
I thought, yeah, I was like, man.
Some good comedy. I mean, I guess it just depends on what mood I'm in.
I'm interested in seeing Captain Marvel.
I guess my go-to would be sci-fi. Sci-fi, and much like you, it don't even have to be good.
Action and comedy is that's it for me.
John Wick 3. Did you see the trailer for the new one?
They might have bit off more than they could chew. I think Last Jedi was garbage.
Whoa. The Frames Per Second Podcast. Fire. All right, we're back, so let's jump into some comments real quick. VizHH97 said, from a UK fan, the earlier upload times are much appreciated. Thank you very much. We're trying over here. J2Good, G-U-D, said, Rod saying homie's fingers was thick, almost got my ass fired.
Oh, my God. That shit was hilarious.
Said, I busted out laughing loud as fuck in front of my boss. In referencing the Titanic, Teenage Lobotomy said, Heart of the Ocean was a MacGuffin. It triggers the story, but that's it, and is insignificant, unimportant, or irrelevant to Jack and Rose's love story. She literally throws it away at the end.
You said that, though.
No, you didn't. You said the opposite of that. You're saying it wasn't a MacGuffin. See, he can't admit when he's wrong. And he acts like he doesn't want
to
brag when he's right.
I'm gonna have to go back and listen to that, but I'm pretty sure I said that I can see how it could be a MacGuffin. But nah, I think it was a part of the story because it was from beginning to end. Like, it was part of the story.
No.
It was along for the story. Yeah. It was there while the story happened.
But we were saying it wasn't beneficial. It wasn't instrumental in the story.
Oh, of course
he was
not.
Saying it was.
But that's you how they open up.
It wasn't down there in the boiler room trying to boil out water.
But that's how
itself.
They open up this. If you remember, that's how they open up the movie. They open up the movie trying to search for that.
Because it's a MacGuffin. It's to move the story along, but it's not significant.
Whatever. It's a significant part.
All right.
You take it out. What do you have?
The Titanic still sinking.
Right, but you don't have the tie though. You can try to tie, but what's the actual tie?
But the whole story was about Rose and the dude falling in love. Right, but it wasn't really hanging on the fact that
there
was a necklace.
All right, man, it's a MacGuffin, man.
Thank you.
MacGuffin fucking.
Chris326 said the important thing about the whole Zaya, Boosie, etc. thing that most people don't even know of and know and or talk about is you can't even cut your dick off. I know that's not the accurate terminology. He's just quoting Bootsy, LOL, or she, till you're at least 18 years old. Everything involved in transitioning under the age of 18 is entirely reversible. When you hear about people Zaya's age and younger coming out as transgender, that doesn't mean they're going through all sorts of crazy surgeries at 5 years old. It just means they're presenting as their identified gender, sometimes taking puberty blocking hormones, which can be stopped at any time if the child decides they don't actually identify as trans.
How did we miss that? Did we not say that there was never a conversation even about cutting? Mm-hmm. I thought we said that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did. I think he's probably just speaking to what Boosie was saying.
Yeah, it's just that. Yeah,
nah,
it was
his
yeah.
The first thing he said, something y'all missed that was very important.
What?
Mm-mm. He said that people don't talk about.
Oh, yeah.
The important thing about the whole Bootsy thing that most people don't even know and or talk about, not us.
Because we didn't, yeah, you're
okay.
right.
I was
yeah.
making
so,
sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wrong,
so,
guys, man.
Shut the fuck up, man. You was wrong 5 minutes ago. I apologize.
I just want you to go on this
commenter.
Wrong boat with me, man.
I'll be rowing in the front.
Yeah, so.
I apologize, commenter.
Yeah. Yeah, we appreciate that. I wanted to read that one. I thought it was
yeah,
cool.
Mike, it's not facts only.
I mean, we're kind of the same thing these days.
All right, that's going to do it for comments. We're going to jump into our Pass the Mic segment where we answer your questions. We'll try to pull a voicemail this week. So if you guys want to send us your questions, you can send those to 470-440-0811 as a voicemail. Or email them to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or Twitter or Instagram, as we were at one from Twitter last week. All right, so here's the question. Let me play this voicemail real quick.
How y'all doing, Dead End? That was my phone call last week, and I spoke way too long. I apologize for that. So here's the scenario. So there's this girl that I hooked up with about a year and a half ago. She got pregnant. But she had got with me just a week after she got with somebody else. And, I'm not with the girl and that guy's not with the girl either. So, I found out about it a couple months ago and she doesn't care if I'm in the kid's life or doesn't care if he's in the kid's life. She doesn't really care who the dad is, but you know, I want to have, you know, a kid in my life. So, because she doesn't really care, she's making me pay for the DNA test to find out if it's my kid or not. So, I don't know if I should just say, forget it, you know, and just move on with my life, or if I should fight it, or, you know, I don't know what to do, but I hope y'all can help me out. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Something's conflicting there.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't know which one he wants.
Yeah.
It's not like he's just cheap as fuck.
That's what it is. He don't want to pay for the goddamn test.
Right.
Yeah, but you want a whole kid in your life?
Yeah.
That's
right.
What I'm saying. It's conflicting.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Like, well, he gonna need that money if the kid is he
gonna need way more money than that.
I know. That's why.
$50 for a DNA test or something?
Hey, like, he gonna need that $50.
Wait,
he gonna need that $50 goddamn.
He didn't say if the kid had been born yet either. So if she's still pregnant, then they do the DNA test.
He said
test.
A year
still,
ago.
Oh, is it a year ago? Okay.
Yeah, he said they hooked up a year ago.
If she's still pregnant, bro, she's lying.
She's at month 14. It's all
right.
It's
right now, something ain't right. That motherfucking baby is baking too long. He gonna come out as big as.
Tell me, where my money at? Nigga, where my money at? I need that child support payment.
You know what I'm
saying?
Nah. I'm trying to go to Disneyland, bro.
Shit. Right. With that 300 bands.
Already.
God damn.
Oh, no.
Man, you can't look at that kid and tell if it's yours or not.
No.
Nah.
Sometimes ain't you can't. Always. No. Yeah. Sometimes
you can't. Well, yeah. Let him grow up a little bit. Come back in like 8 years. Like, does he
whole decade letter and shit?
Like, if he wants to have a kid, that's all well and good, but does it need to be like specifically this one kid that like
if it's his?
I mean, yeah, like if it's his, then sure, yeah, step up because clearly, like, mom's like half checked out. You know, she's like, eh, whatever, it's fine, whoever wants to sign.
So
up,
she really
fine.
Doesn't know.
She, does. Yeah.
She doesn't
know.
Seem to give a shit either.
Well, here's the thing. Somebody need to give a shit about who the hell the damn pappy is. And it should be him. Like, you need to know, like, if she's going to be able to come after you for child support, like, a year or two later after this. Get the no now. Pay the $50. Get the damn DNA test. Know if this kid is yours or not and be in that kid's life. Now, if you want to have a kid, right, regardless, then just be the pappy and don't even do the DNA test. Just be in that kid's life. So, I'm not saying, no, that's not saying what I would do. But based off of what the hell he said, I'm just saying, if you want to be a pappy, then be a pappy.
Why, though?
You don't need the DNA test.
I don't agree with that route.
Why?
Because just be the father of someone that you actually like. You know what I'm saying? He apparently doesn't like this woman.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
I feel you.
So don't just take on just some other man's child for a woman that you don't even like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look.
Right.
I'm saying take the DNA test first and foremost.
Keisha has something to say. Go ahead.
Like, I'm just confused because speaking as a woman, I don't know. Me personally, I'm not going to be like, I don't care who the dad is.
Right.
Somebody's about to help me pay for this. Like, somebody's about to help me take care of this child.
Right.
And, like, everybody always looks at a woman and that's the first thing that they want to know. Where's the dad? Where's the dad? And, like, you're looked at like you just a hoe if you don't know. Like. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Bars.
I just...
It seems to be the where she's going, though, man. Like,
I don't know. It
I wonder how
weird.
Much of this is true.
Yeah, me too.
Because it sounds like he might be skewing the story a little bit.
Some missing facts. Because
there's definitely some missing facts. Because maybe neither one of them are worth shit.
Could be.
So, when she said, I don't care, it might have been like, I don't even care. Just leave me alone. It probably wasn't like... Well, I don't really care which one of you is the father of my child.
Nah. Shit, it might be some Maury shit. Maybe neither one of them is.
It might be, but he needs to go ahead and pay that money.
100%. You need to know
your status.
But if he's also going to be the type of dude, and to your point, you know, if he's going to be the type of dude that's like, oh, well, I'm not the dad. Fuck that kid then. Yeah, maybe he doesn't need to have a kid in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if his extension to caring about kids doesn't extend to this kid that now doesn't have a dad.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
It's just like, well, it's not my kid specifically. So it's like, okay, well, which is it? Do you want
but he's
a
like,
kid?
I really
do you want
kid
your
in my
kid?
Life.
Do you want,
he means he wants one of his own kids.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because if it's not his kid, I'm pulling fucking Kane from Menace. But like, it ain't mine. I had the Jimmy on extra tight.
Checkbox.
Yeah.
What should this brother do?
A, he needs to pick which kid he wants to be the dad of. And B, he needs to go get the DNA test done if he decides to take on this kid, not to know, but because later on down the road, he needs to be there for like blood testing, genetic disorders, health issues, reasons like that's that. He needs to know. He doesn't have to tell the kid until it comes up and be like, well, look, I can't give you blood because my blood will kill you. You know, that sort of a thing. That's the only other reason why it should be. Decide if you want to be a parent to this kid with this mom first and then go from there. Other than that, you know, the rest of that's just checking boxes, so.
No. Oh, there you go. There you go. Oh, all right.
Bars, bar. Son.
They both just dropped bars. Right.
Damn.
That's how we do here
kill
on this
him,
show.
Bro. Kill them.
So, same thing, Keisha?
I think that, honestly, he needs to decide if he wants to, like, kind of what Checkbox was saying. Just decide if you really want to have a child and don't let the money be the reason why you don't find this out. If you're that invested in being in a child's life and you want it to be your child, then just pay the money and just find out. That's what I would do.
You might find out it's not yours.
Yeah.
Then you're
then you can't be going asking for refunds if it's not yours even. Because I would probably be trying to do that. Like, okay, give me my money back.
At least 50%. I need something back out there.
So I think y'all are pretty much on board. We get the test from earlier.
Yes. Well, I'm a little different. So
of course he is.
nah, because you guys said make sure you want to be a father first. I don't think it matters at this point. Like, you need to figure out if you are a father. Like, you need to. I think the first thing is this: you need to go get the test to see if you are, whether you want to be or not.
Sure. Yeah.
You need to see if you are the father. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because you could be like, oh, you know what? I don't want to be a father. But if the kid is yours, you need to take care of that fucking kid regardless.
Yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying?
Fair. Totally fair. That's fair.
Why you said,
I'm running to Canada.
Ben told y'all this shit. I'm up there with fucking Luke James and Spectrum Pulse. Nah,
get the DNA test, man. Know your status, bro. Know if you are a father of a child, man. Regardless if you want to be or not, you need to know whether or not you got a kid out here.
What if he's ugly? You stuck with him?
Hey, you must be ugly too, man. Like, you know,
people have ugly kids.
Self-reflection type shit. You know,
he's like short and confusingly whitish.
Yes, it looks very. What do you do? What do you do?
Yeah, but that's what I would recommend first. Regardless, bro, go get the test just to figure out because she clearly doesn't know. Y'all don't know. So
that's a good dude right there. Hell yeah, Ron. Yeah. But yeah. If you're a father, I like that.
You paying that test?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna have to.
Put your mind at ease, you know?
Yeah, because I'd be freaking the fuck out if she came and was like, yeah, I'm late. Yeah, plus, we've all been through that at least once.
And if you're not the dad, that's a cheap 50, right? Yeah.
Huh?
If you're not the dad, that's a cheap 50, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm cartwheeling down the fucking road. But yeah, pregnancy scares are the scariest thing on the face of the fucking earth. They're scarier than a cop running up behind you with his gun drawn.
Y'all get scared about them? Too, because I always thought that. Yeah, but y'all are good dudes. Because some dudes will be like, "No, well, it's not my problem."
I mean, it's not my problem. I'm gonna run, but I'm gonna be scared at first. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna run, but I gotta figure out how I'm gonna get the gas money. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna find my passport. You ain't gonna find me, boy. I'm gonna be in New Mexico.
But if they catch you, you'll be the best dad ever, right?
Huh?
If they catch you, you're the best dad.
Yeah, if they catch me.
Real talk, Keisha. I think pregnancy scares are even scarier for the men. I think in situations most of the time. Yeah, they're like, damn.
How so?
Because y'all probably are always sort of having that on the mind, like, oh, I might get pregnant.
Are we?
Dudes just cognitively, check out from that and be like, oh, she ain't gonna get pregnant. I'm not worried about it.
The way I've heard it described by other dads, like having a kid is kind of like having your heart live outside of your body. The idea that it's like not inside of you, you can't carry it around with you at all times. Now it's like this whole extra thing that's out floating around. It's like, now it's vulnerable and exposed and tiny and I can't protect it at all times. It's not just in with me, that sort of thing. I kind of wonder if it's that like same thing that like you have somebody that comes up to you and is like, you know, you got me pregnant. And it's like, shit, now, you know, there's this whole other being that has my kid inside of them. Now it's like this.
I don't even think it's that deep.
Yeah, it's more like Fred shit. Sanford.
Well, yeah, it's cool. That's
I mean, that'd be cool if it was that deep, but I really don't think it's that deep. Like, fuck, I can't, you know what I'm saying? I got to take care of a baby.
Right, that's really
all
it is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I wasn't ready for this. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready. I was still out here being a player.
Right. Now I got to go take care of a kid.
Damn. I think that's as deep as it goes with a lot of men. You know what I'm saying? They just think about, damn, I got to take care of a kid.
I'm stuck with this kid the rest of my life.
I just hit up a chick the other day.
Gotta give him my poly lifestyle.
I just made plans and shit.
Right.
To go to fucking.
I'm out of town. Right. I ain't going down. You know what I'm saying? I got paid to go to $50. Black Beach weekend no more.
Right.
Shit. Now I gotta fucking stay here and
all that
Black
shit
baby
start
weekend.
Going through your head. Like, all that shit start going through your head.
Oh,
like,
man. I'll never forget the one time it was a major scare for me. I almost passed the fucking. I was like, are you sure? Yeah, it's like 2 weeks late. I'm like, man, you. Check your calendar. Are you sure? Man. Yeah. Oh, that's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
But it would have been followed by, it ain't mine.
Oh, shit.
It ain't mine.
Oopsie,
it ain't mine.
Like, Don't listen to Mike. Don't listen to Mike.
Oh, God.
Ah, man. Better call somebody else, bye. Anyway. Better get you a good friend like homie that wrote that letter and talk about take care of somebody else's baby.
He a good one, man. Yeah. Like, yeah, he a good one. Save your money, bro. Save your money.
What? You don't think he should do it?
Nah. He don't need to do
this
that
is
shit.
Bad advice.
Nah, he don't need why? Because she clearly don't give a damn. If she don't give a damn, you watch shouldn't
it.
Either.
It don't matter about her.
He'll be the
okay. That bank put account that, gonna give a damn that, about 2-3 years from now.
But here's the thing: put that money in an investment account some way, earn that interest off that shit, just in case. You know, 8-9 years down the road, when he come knocking at your door, you know, you got the money stacked up for all the child support and everything else.
I thought this day might come.
Yes.
Are you my daddy?
Right. You ain't catch the bar. Mm-hmm. You ain't catch the bar, man. I think he got you on the bars.
I think he got you on the bars, man.
Yep. So, but yeah. Anyway, well, we appreciate you guys coming on the show. You know, sitting in with us. You know,
it was fun.
Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah. I told Chuck I was online now. You white now, don't forget. You can't be saying some stuff. That's funny. Because we'll call you out.
But yeah, look for Mike C-Town on No Apologies next.
Next season.
Next season.
Oh man, yeah, y'all go check them out, man. I have a link. The link is always in the show notes to the show. So
no apologies.
All the shows we do, yeah, check them out, man. They're a fun bunch. So anyway, that's gonna do it for us. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.